There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, we're trying to define what this show is about, and maybe a few more episodes will get there. Chris, we had to interrupt you on that long presentation.
This is very interesting stuff. The Zuni culture, the Pueblo Indians, I think, by and large, are really tapped into some star people type traditions, and they have quite an elaborate system of kachinas, which according to them are beings that have been visiting us for many thousands of years, and it's broken down into quite a dizzying array of responsibilities. Each kachina has different roles within the society, has taught the Indians particular things, and this whole idea of star people has been pretty closely guarded secret to the Native Americans in the Southwest. And Clifford Mahudi, who's going to be presenting at the International UFO Congress, is really the first Zuni that's come out and really tried to equate the ancient traditional knowledge with the modern sense of ufology, and incorporating, 20th century and 21st century encounters and facts with the ancient knowledge. And he's been very courageous to do this, and it, to some detriment with his standing with his tribe. The Zuni are really not that keen on a lot of this information getting out outside of the medicine societies and the kachina societies. So, this is a touchy area, and he's quite courageous to come out and talk about this stuff. And I've been very fortunate to be on the receiving end of some pretty interesting information that's really kind of made me scratch my head and go,
Yeah, I had somebody from the Hickory Apache tribe at Dulce get me aside at one point and talk to me about this a little bit, too. He didn't really go into detail about it, but he started drawing star charts and telling me stuff that his grandfather told him about where they may have come from or part of their tribe came from. And I don't think he was messing with me. I think he was kind of being serious.
He told me something once, too, that his grandfather had mentioned to him. He asked his grandfather at one point, he was in training to be, to continue on the medicine lineage that his grandfather was kind of in charge of. And he asked him, he said, where do these silver ships come from? Where do these UFOs come from? And his grandfather was sitting at a table, at the kitchen table, and there was a salt shaker and a ketchup bottle or something there. And he moved the ketchup bottle aside, made a motion upwards out of the table, and then slammed the ketchup bottle back where it was and went, nehe, which means don't ask. I always found that very compelling.
Yeah, that's as far as he would go with it with me, but I was only there for a little while. I also noticed, and I've talked about this with you, Chris, and we can get back to the UFO paranormal stuff, but I've noticed with a lot of people from a lot of tribes that you must shut up first. Second, you must talk BS for a while, probably far longer than you think. And then in a period of hours, days, weeks, or months, things will start to be revealed to you. But you can't just walk in and start asking.
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, my
God.
It just doesn't work.
No, it's just there's a whole cultural there's a whole disconnect between a native way of imparting information, if they even are willing to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trust that needs to be there to begin with. But, yeah, it is a process. And we have talked about this, Greg. It's a process that really actually takes years, I think.
It takes years and a sense of humility, humbleness, and friendliness, actually. I mean, if you are truly interested and truly like the person, I think it helps. I mean, it helps in any culture, but especially for Native American. If you come in right away talking too much or asking too many questions, they will tell you what you want to hear, so you will leave.
Right. Well, again, another thing that we both agreed on is everything is kind of sideways. There's no real direct, you can't ask direct questions. You have to kind of beat around the bush and kind of do things by inference and kind of hint around at things. And then that creates openings, I think, for them to respond. And then they tend to respond, I think, a little bit more directly. Yes. You can't just, barge in like a bull in a china shop and expect to get any sort of information, especially if you've got a TV crew, hanging behind you or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's going to just absolutely slam any door.
Yeah. It's probably the way they've been forever, but especially in the last couple hundred years, they just finally realized it's not worth it. It's like we always get the bad end of the lollipop whenever we just say, well, okay, so why bother anymore? And it's hard not to agree with that.
Yeah, but it is changing. There are some, like I said, like Clifford Mahudi is an example of someone who walks in both worlds. I mean, he can do differential equations and advanced calculus and is a civil engineer, yet he also has the knowledge of the oral tradition of his people, the dances, the medicine and the plants and the stories and the traditions. He walks in both worlds. He's a very, very rare individual, and I've been very, very lucky and blessed to be able to count him among my closest friends. And it's really interesting to see how he is able to flip-flop back and forth between those two worlds. It must be very difficult for him. And you got to have some sort of switch that allows you to disconnect from one and go into the other and then vice versa. I'm not sure how he does it, but he's able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really rare. Too bad there's not more of those people because things would probably move along a lot quicker and understanding would happen a lot quicker, you would hope.
Well, I think that indigenous people, by and large, are sitting on a tremendous treasure trove of information that really does fly in the face of some of the scientific thinking that we have, especially in the paranormal and the UFO realm. I think that they know a lot of things that they don't divulge to outsiders. I think this knowledge has been there for hundreds of generations, possibly.
Yep.
And I think this knowledge is slowly withering on the vine and is being lost. And I think it's important for them to have the technology, the training, to be able to document their own traditions, their own stories, their dances, their medical knowledge, their healing knowledge, and the star knowledge. I think they should be able to have the multimedia equipment to be able to document these things so that they don't lose it. And every year that goes by, they're losing major chunks of their culture. And right now, the last remaining traditional elders are all in their late 80s, into their 90s. And within 10 years, a huge percentage of that information is going to be lost. It's going to be just flowing downstream under the bridge.
Yeah. One thing you mentioned in just now kind of made sense to me. And over what we've been talking over about the last 10 minutes, maybe some of that indirectness and some of that not confronting something head on is really valuable in trying to understand UFOs and the paranormal. And it's really hard for, somebody, a Western trained person or a person that grew up in the culture to be able to look at things in that way because it's cultural. It's probably genetic. And very hard to explain to an outsider. So there might be some value there, but it'd be really hard to explain to somebody who didn't come from your same culture.
Yeah, well, it's only a matter of the approach. I mean, when people, I go out sky watching, they say, oh, man, you got to look over here in the east. This is where everything comes from. Well, I automatically turn around and look in the west. Yeah. I tell them, go ahead. You look over there. I'm looking over here.
Yeah. Just some, one suggestion is an indirect approach. And I have no idea what form the indirect approach would take. It probably takes a lot of – it would take a lot of self-discipline, training, and immersion in that kind of – that kind of way of thinking. I'm trying to, I'm trying to do something right now where I don't, any personal change is really hard. I'm trying to do something now where I don't worry about so much what other people think about me in very specific ways just to see what'll happen. And not, I'm not afraid I'm going to turn into a dick or anything like that.
Well, they've already accused me of that in the forums. I don't want to get into that right now. We have Greg Bishop joining Gene and Chris and attempting laughter. Does anyone remember laughter with Gene and Chris? You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you remember laughter? Greg Bishop joins Gene and Chris. And I haven't figured out what we're talking about yet. We're looking for a topic. And maybe we'll find one. Chris, you want to get to another question?
Well, the topic was someone on the forums calling you a dick, Gene.
Hey, that was it right there, and I resemble that remark.
Well, it's really hard to change your own consciousness. I mean, just look at any spiritual tradition, even Western occultism or any Eastern tradition, any esoteric tradition that involves you in trying to change your basic way of looking at things and doing things. It's probably one of the most difficult things ever, and I think that the study of UFOs and the paranormal needs that, and the people in it probably need a dose of that too.
Looking at the way they look at things. Tough one.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, we have a couple of questions here from Burnt State, and he mentions Discordia.
Yeah.
And I mean, that would be a classic example. The Church of Bob, you know, the Church of the Subgenius would be.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of very valuable insights within the absurdity of reality. I think there is a kind of a thread that a magical thread that you can follow that goes through a lot of this information. And some of it is tricksterish in nature. Some of it is Discordian in nature. Some of it is totally, it doesn't make any sense on the surface, but then there is some sort of underlying thread of, I don't know, like
absurdity. It doesn't make logical sense.
Yeah, exactly. But there's something within that illogic that is logical.
Yeah, or there's a signal within that illogic that is hard to pick up, but is there. I don't even know how much to describe it any more than that. But once Chris knows this pretty well. I mean, once you're around the weirdness for a while, things start to reveal themselves to you, ideas, concepts. And it's not something that you can teach to somebody or tell them how to do. It just comes from an individual growth with the subject and personal growth. So I think that people that have been involved in it, and the quiet ones, the ones you don't hear from too much, they may be more on to what's going on than most people think. And you know what? They're probably not going to say anything about it. Those who know don't say, and those who say don't know kind of thing, which is unfortunate, but, you know.
That's a perfect lead-in for a question from Burnt State. It's more of an observation, but he says, on your show, Radio Misterioso, you have spoken frequently about how you feel that the next important discovery in ufology will come from someone working in some unrelated field. Since our pursuit of understanding UFOs technologically has produced such few results, what areas or aspects of ufology do you think we should be concentrating on?
The absurd, the stuff that doesn't fit. Yeah. Something I've mentioned before, which is the stuff that Rick Strassman did with the DMT experiments and people saying that they were having basically very dyed-in-the-wool or very close to dyed-in-the-wool abduction experiences, and all they were doing was lying on a table under the influence of a drug. That's really important, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's go back to that, just saying that. Under the influence of a drug, you imagine you're being abducted. Now let's look at the people who feel they've been abducted. Are they under the influence of something?
Maybe their brains have been dumping dimethyltryptamine into their system, and they're mistaking a surge of DMT, natural DMT, for an abduction experience. That's a really potentially fruitful avenue to look at.
Yeah, well, I don't think everybody that was on the DMT and everybody that has a abduction experience is imagining it. I think that occasionally that, especially maybe with the DMT people, that they hook into something and their brain and the way they process it is the abduction experience. Whatever is trying to affect them and affect their thinking and affect them, I guess, even physically, who knows, is there. I think there is an other. I don't think.
Well, maybe it's some sort of doorway that needs to be opened, whether by design or inadvertently.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm having problems here, Chris, because it's the language thing. I'm trying to describe something, and I think I know what I'm talking about, but I'm not exactly sure how to put it into words. Like we were saying with the Native Americans, I can dance around what I think I mean, with the words, but I can't specifically say it. Because when Gene said they were imagining they were having an abduction experience, I don't know what the line is between imagining a drug experience, quote-unquote reality, or whatever.
Right.
What's going on in their brains is real for them at the time. And, you know, and there's no way they can communicate that to other people except with these horrible, this horrible thing we have called language.
Yeah, making weird noises with our mouths.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Making Weird Noises with Our Mouths radio show.
So,
and this is something Terrence McKenna, was really fascinated by. Of course, we already mentioned Rupert Sheldrake. Terrence McKenna, Rupert Sheldrake, and Ralph Abraham are famous for a series of trialogues that they did, all three of them together, riffing on subjects like the three of us are doing right now. And one of the things that McKenna was very fascinated by was the byproduct of psilocybin mushrooms and DMT, which is glossolalia. It's people so intense and so wanting to communicate what they are experiencing. And as you're pointing out, language is sometimes absolutely completely deficient. You cannot
come up
with words. And they would actually start creating their own language to try to communicate what they were trying to communicate. In other words, it's glossolalia. They would be speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
Basically. And it would make perfect sense to them, but
and it would probably
if you were monitoring the experiment in the room, you'd be scratching your head going, better get the straitjacket ready there, pal.
And it made no sense to anybody else except them. And I think that's what the UFO thing is ultimately. I think Whitley Strieber talked about this. He said, whatever it is, this is one view of it, whatever it is that's trying to affect us and trying to communicate with us, does it on a very individualistic way basis. Very democratic. I mean, you know, anybody can have the experience, and anybody does. It's just that they can't go and they can't start some kind of a revolution and have everybody thinking that way, because there's no way to describe what's going on with those people except to have it happen to yourself.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's completely immersed in the experiential realm as opposed to the trying to communicate it to somebody else. They have to have the experience or an aspect of the experience to even be in the same ballpark to understand it. And that's why it's interesting to me, the motivations of people like Gene or Stanton Friedman and others were absolutely immersed in and completely fascinated by the subject of the paranormal or UFOs in particular. And yet they've never had a UFO experience that they can definitively say that was something that was you cannot explain.
We can't explain this, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll try. Greg Bishop is with us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Sparking all sorts of interesting speculation. When Greg is here, it becomes an exciting time because we never know where we will go, or how we'll get there, or whether we will get. Shall we continue?
Yeah, we don't have to get anywhere. That's gotten us nowhere trying to get somewhere.
Exactly.
I agree.
If you lived here, you'd be home by now.
Yeah. That's the entire thing we were just talking about the last 10
exactly.
minutes. You're right, Chris. If you lived here, you'd be home now.
I think I live here. The landlord hasn't come to throw us out yet. Maybe next week.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's progress. Well, here's another question from Burnt State, who's one of our just brilliant minds that posts at forum.theparacast.com. He's over the 2,600 post mark, and he's had 2,700 likes for his post, which is a real testament to the quality of his thinking and the quality of his questions.
I remember him.
Now, we had Greg recently. We discussed the Heaven's Gate cult. And he's wondering, obviously that show is sticking in his mind because he wants to know what your thoughts are on the Heaven's Gate cult and the idea of moral responsibility in ufology. Should ufologists take responsibility for lies and deceptions that may influence or impact individuals such as the Heaven's Gate comic companion or with hypnotic regression and hypnosis subjects?
Well, I think I'm not sure. I think they're two different things. If somebody's in some sort of a, you know, very specific group with very specific ideas looking for any excuse to do whatever they're going to do, I don't think the UFO community or commentators or anything are responsible what crazy people do.
Right.
You know, that's, I'm sorry to say that. I mean, it's like you can, they're going to do something crazy no matter what happens. They're going to find some other excuse probably.
Right. So in other words, Chuck Schrammick, when he came up with this photograph, he claimed it was a companion to Hale-Bopp. There was no reason for him not to do that.
Yeah.
If he had known that Heaven's Gate was going to jump on board on that whole idea and use that as an excuse to check out, it's not his responsibility, to answer crazy people do.
What are you supposed to do? Check everything you say in case some crazy person takes it and runs with it? You would never say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not your responsibility. And I'm sorry those people killed themselves and all that, but the thing of going and looking for blame is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, just be careful when you draw cartoons of Muhammad.
Yeah, exactly. And the other part of the question about abduction research, I guess that's what it meant, what he meant, and the responsibility there, there I have a little bit more specific ideas. Yeah, I think a little responsibility is shared, maybe a lot, by somebody who is looking for evidence of a certain thing, and somebody comes to them thinking something has happened to them, and the interaction between those two is basically a feedback loop, I think, in a lot of ways. And that's probably not good. I used to have people write to me when I was doing an Excluded Middle magazine. I'm sure you two have had the same thing. They'll write to you and say, these weird things have happened to me, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know who to talk to. And I would answer these people. I would answer their emails or mail or whatever. And I would say that the first thing you should do is not go to a UFO researcher. Do not do that. Go somewhere else first. Go to a therapist or a psychologist or somebody you like to talk to or, friends of yours or whatever. Somebody you think you can talk to and talk about this. Don't go to the UFO person first. I don't know if that was the right thing to say, but my gut feeling was that if there's a possibility that something else is going on, it behooves that person to know that something else might be going on, not the standard, I'm being taken by aliens and having my DNA sampled and having, false pregnancies, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know exactly what goes on in that. I interviewed Peter Robbins and how he worked with Bud Hopkins for many years, and I don't agree with Bud Hopkins, and I don't totally agree with Peter either. But the thing is, what I came to the conclusion with Peter was, if I was in that situation and working with him the whole time, I might have a different opinion. If I had been in the middle of that for as many years as he was, I have no idea. But, on the face of it, to me, it seems like there is a co-creation of some sort of narrative going on, which every time somebody talks to a UFO researcher or abduction therapist gets further away from what that thing might have been. That is what I think.
Yeah. Well, I think the underlying thing is I think Bud really genuinely was trying to help people. And I know Peter. I mean, Peter is one of the one of the most glowing, wonderful guys you could ever want to meet.
Yeah, which is why I listen.
He's got a huge heart.
Seriously.
But, the road to hell can be paved with good intentions as well, too. So,
yeah.
I hate to be cliche about it, but it is a real – It's really tenuous ground when you're dealing with deeply rooted issues that may be psychological, maybe emotional, maybe actually phenomenological. It's very tenuous territory, thin ice.
Yeah, well, my natural inclination every time I say something, and people know this, is like you, Chris. I mean, if somebody's looking one way, I'm going to look the other way to see what's going on. And if there's a big – here's my philosophy. If there's more than two people in a group doing the same thing, I usually run. Even if I think it's going to do me some good.
Right. Sounds like the famous statement from Groucho Marx, of course.
Yeah, I would not want to be a member of any club that would have me as a member. Yeah, I guess I kind of agree with that. I mean, every time I join something – after a while, I kind of think every time you say something heretical, something that isn't part of the dogma, people look at you funny, or if they're really scared, they try to excommunicate you or look at you like you're crazy or whatever. And all you're trying to do is question things. Yeah. And Some people don't like that. Groups especially don't like that because it threatens the group dynamic. You know, it threatens.
Well, and also the groups are looking to be entertained, and that's that. Here's another question from the forums. You can post your questions at forum.theparacast.com. This one comes from longtime forum member SRL, and he writes, the Paradigm Symposium is coming up in October 2015, and while at the website, I was looking over the presenters, and there's quite a selection. The question here for anyone willing to take a stab at it is, what percentage of presenters at any given event should a reasonable individual consider as primarily entertainers and not to be taken seriously? In your opinions, do attendees realize that some presenters lack academic credibility, moral stamina, and intellectual honesty? Or is it that an attendee's primary desire is to be entertained? Being that all of you have either attended or presented at such events, what percentage of attendees would you venture felt through experiencing the extraordinary and attended in an effort of mitigating their experiences? I'm not sure. In other words, I think what he's saying is what percentage of the people that are going there are not there just simply to be entertained, but are trying to get to the bottom of some personal thing that they've experienced.
Well, I think they all want to be entertained to some degree. When I go to the things, I want to be entertained too. But I want to be entertained by, you know, something that I have not heard before that pushes the conversation in a different direction. Maybe it might not even be a fruitful one. But I think that the majority of people, like in any group, and in this, you know, in the United States and probably some other countries too, I don't think they're interested in answers. They're interested in basically just more titillating stories, UFO porno, and maybe different, you know, aspects of that UFO porno. And that's not to say that the people that are doing the speaking are there just to make money or just to be famous or just – I think, if you know, at least a few of them are there because they really have something to say. They really think that there's something that needs to be said, and they're sincere in their presentation of it. And I like to think that I did that when I was, you know, the times I've spoken, and I realized after a while that people did like to be entertained. So I would, you know, I would go off script quite a bit because, you know, Chris, you probably noticed this. When you go off script and start talking about stuff, people suddenly get very engaged and want to hear what's going on.
They don't want to have a canned spiel, which is part of it. Let's do our break here. We have Greg Bishop, and we've got Gene and Chris sometimes. You're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, to take advantage of our new premium package. What that means is for $5 a month or $50 a year, you get the ad-free version of the Paracast, a higher resolution quality copy, okay, and also the After the Paracast podcast, plus.theparacast.com. We have Greg Bishop, and we're talking about all sorts of things that, of course, are out of the box or not always acceptable in different surroundings, but we have to do it. Now, the obvious question here is, if we were actually to solve the UFO mystery, all these lecturers, all the people who write books, all the people who are professional UFO researchers making a living, wouldn't they be out of business, Greg?
I guess they'd be out of business, but I don't think it's likely at all that we're going to, in our lifetimes or in the foreseeable future, solve, quote-unquote, the UFO mystery.
Yeah,
because if we solve part of it, it will bifurcate or multifurcate into other mysteries that will be just as interesting, fascinating, and inscrutable as the UFO mystery is now.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And if an aspect of the field is proven correct, then they'll have lots of cachet and they'll be acknowledged for guessing correctly or, you know, postulating correctly. And everybody else will be like, oh, well. But I agree with Greg. I don't think there's a snowball chance in hell. Sorry for the cliche, but it's a good one. I don't think that there's any possibility that overarching, complete answers to this, to quite a number of mysteries, not only UFOs, but I think paranormal subjects in general. The more you know, the more you know you don't know. The more questions get answered, the more questions arise. And that's, I think that's part of human nature. We're being, you know, that carrot is dragging us down the hill and we're kicking ourselves in the rear ends to keep us moving.
Well, aren't we then creating the UFO mystery to keep us moving?
Well, someone like a David Perkins would say that. He would say that this is an evolutionary imperative that we have designed collectively to pull ourselves off planet, to seed the, universe before the Earth gets taken out by an asteroid or coronal mass ejection.
Yeah, I think, and I've been bitching and whining about this for quite a while, that we don't give ourselves enough credit for creating what we think is the UFO thing, that we don't give ourselves enough credit for that and don't notice it. And I think a lot of the mystery here is the way we perceive things, talk about things, go about solving problems, mysteries, and interact with each other. A lot of these things are involved in the UFO thing, and it's invisible to us because it's coming from us. And I think that might be part of the mystery and part of the getting further along in it is realizing how much we contribute to it.
It's a co-creative process.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it's a co-creative process, here's a question from Silly Rabbit. Have attitudes in the mainstream media shifted? Is coverage of high strange events becoming more serious or even handed in tone? Or are we still stuck with the ridiculous X-Files music, non-serious reporting? I would add Twilight Zone themes and Little Green Men comments. Are there any discernible trends in this regard? And I will add, if we are part of the co-creative process, the media has tremendous influence in creating certain pop culture views of this phenomena or these phenomena within the public. And we better be careful with the kind of co-creative images that we're, you know, that we're creating for ourselves. So what do you think about trends in the media, Greg?
I think that if you're interested in the UFO subject, you should not watch any UFO shows at all.
Oh, I couldn't have said it better.
Don't watch them. Just fight the urge to do it. And if you have the time, the inclination, and the gumption, go and start looking at the stuff yourself and talking to people who interest you and talking, you know, read somebody's book and contact them and ask them intelligent questions. They will answer you. You know, when I started doing the magazine, I was like, I wonder if I can talk to these people. Not one person ever turned me down for an interview. Not one.
Wow, cool. I wish I could say that.
I was able to talk to.
Yeah, we have a few people here we'd like to see in the Paracast, but they have excuses.
Well, then too bad.
And they start with Whitley Strieber. He agreed to come on the show several times, Greg.
Several
you
times,
might know
yeah.
this. And each time he found a way not to come on.
Well, he's just a flaky artist guy, I guess.
Right.
I'd like to interview him, too, but I've never really thought to, you know, I've asked him a couple times. He's like, oh, well, I don't do interviews. I was like, okay. I did the same with Art Bell. He's like, no, I don't do interviews. And I said, okay, well, maybe I'll ask you, whoever I talk to. He's like, maybe you'll feel better, you know, different about it in a couple of years. I don't know. And they either say maybe or they say probably not. But then 2 or 3 or 4 years later, I bug him again. Who knows? They might say yes. And if they don't, you know, so what? At least I tried. And I would, you know, Strieber would be a great get to get on
any
new show because I've got all kinds of questions I want to ask him. And I have nothing to do with thinking that he's crazy or he's a charlatan or anything like that. I don't care about that. In fact, I don't care, you know, when people say, you know, certain people, they don't like them or whatever. I'm interested in people's ideas. I'm interested in their theories. I'm interested in different thinking, which is why I like Whitley Strieber, and I had from the beginning. I don't know what he's doing now, really, but based on his Communion books and, you know, Majestic and things like that. Majestic is my favorite Whitley Strieber book. But based on all these books, it's obvious that there's so much more going on with him and the subject than aliens coming from other planets. In fact, I don't think he even really talks about that much at all.
No, he doesn't.
He looks at it as an interaction between him and some other intelligence for some inscrutable reason, which fascinates me. I think that's probably close to probably what's going on. And that's just his viewpoint of it. But he has described it in a way nobody else has. Whatever you think of him, whether you think he's lying or crazy or whatever, the idea fascinates me, not the value judgment on it.
Well. Yeah, good point. There's just no arguing the fact that the cover of Communion has had tremendous, tremendous influence in the pop culture collective vision and view and acceptance of a particular archetype of the large almond-headed, you know, almond-eyed, big-headed gray alien,
yeah.
Even though it's kind of brown, I think, actually, on the cover. But that image, you see it everywhere now. And yeah. Prior to Whitley's book, it was not a common image that you were exposed to.
Yeah.
But after Communion Boy in 1987, that just created this huge impact within the collective unconscious, I think, even.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people said, you know, that it had some kind of weird experience, that that's what that is. I don't know if it's because it's a direct memory thinking that's what happened to me, and more like a bunch of people saying, that looks like a good focus for what I think happened to me. And not thinking that that's, you know, they're trying to focus their anxieties and whatever happened to them on that image, because that's what happened, but because that image encapsulated what they were thinking and how they felt about it on some unspoken subconscious level.
In my case, I was thinking back to my own experience when I was 7. It's like, well, what I saw didn't look like that. So I was kind of different in that regard.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because probably a lot of people saw a lot of different things if they had those kind of experiences, and then suddenly it all collapsed into that.
Right. Well, again, getting back to Albert Rosales and his work. I mean, you go through those reports. I mean, he's done an incredible job of documenting claims of you know, contact with some other type beings. And, I mean, they run the gamut. I mean, if all these different alien types are visiting this planet, this must be like Grand Central Station for some sort of monitoring program that's multicultural and extraplanetary.
Yeah. And does that sound like thousands or hundreds or whatever, thousands of different beings visiting the planet from other planets? Or does it sound like the variety of people reporting them has probably a lot to do with it? I would go with the latter.
Yeah, we create the details. We're given a sketch and we color in the details, basically.
Yeah, and unfortunately, if you're talking about abduction research, getting back to that, they've already got the sketch there for you. Yeah, they built it up over many years talking to many people, but it became codified.
Yeah,
whether
exactly.
I'm sure they were sincere about helping people, maybe in some ways, either completely or in some way or whatever. I have no idea, but. I
still like the Villa-Boas case with the blonde-haired alien girl with the eyes that were too wide apart that grunted like an animal.
Yes, I think she had blood-red hair.
Blood-red hair. Ooh, a redhead.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My wife has red hair. Did I tell you that? Uh-oh. No, she's not one of those. We have Greg Bishop with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.